Boys and girls, it's good to see you today. I'll leave with you just a verse or two of scripture just as we tell the story that I'm going to tell you. Psalm 25, verse 4, the psalmist prays this prayer, "Show me." You see, we don't see everything and we don't know everything. And the psalmist prays, "Lord, show me thy ways." And you remember Moses. He was very close to God, but he didn't know all about God that there is to know. And one day he prayed, "Show me thy glory. Show me." I want to tell you a story about a minister many years ago in Scotland. His name was the Reverend Hector MacPhail. He laboured up in the Black Isle. That's a wee piece of land that comes out of Scotland between two firths, Cromarty Firth and Moray Firth. In part of his duties, it befell on him one time to have to travel down to Edinburgh to the General Assembly of the Church. And it was a long journey, 200 miles. You don't do it all in one day. He just had a pony. It couldn't go very fast. So it was a slow journey, and he had to stop several nights along the way. On one of the evenings that he had to stop near Edinburgh, stopped at an inn, and it would be his custom, as a minister of the gospel in those days you could do this, he would get the innkeeper and all the family, and he would have worship with God in the evening. And he did this on this occasion, and he asked the landlord, "Is everyone present?" And the landlord said, "Yes." But then he must have felt a little bit guilty, and he said, "Well, there's the maid who works in the kitchen, and she's very untidy, and she's obviously working with food. She's just not very presentable, and she would never attend these things of worship in the evening." I says, "No, get her. You have to get her. Everyone has to come and be here for the worship of God. She has a precious soul, and even though she's only a scullery maid, she cannot be excluded from the worship of God." And so he insisted, and they had to get the little girl, and they brought her in, and he worshipped amongst them, worshipped the Lord, and read the scriptures, and prayed. But then afterwards, he felt an inclination, felt sorry for the little girl. He felt that she didn't know much about the Lord, about God, and wasn't used to worshipping the Lord. And he talked to her in private after the worship, and he says, "Do you know you have a soul?" And she didn't know that. She didn't even know what a soul was. She was so ignorant. And he says, "Do you ever pray?" And she didn't even know what prayer was. What's prayer? And she was ignorant about that as well. And so he had to leave the next morning, but before he left, he told her, "Look, I'll come back again. And whenever I come back again from Edinburgh, I'm going to stop here in the evening. I'll bring you a little scarf. But what I want you to do in the meantime is to pray a prayer every morning and every night." And these are the words. It's just a simple prayer. It's not long. It's not hard to learn. Just pray these words to God from your heart. "Show me myself. Show me myself." And he went on in his business, spent a week or so in Edinburgh, the business of the General Assembly, and it came his time to return. And he stopped at the inn, and again the worship service in the evening. He noticed the little girl wasn't there. He says, "Where's the maid?" And the landlord said, "From you left the last time, she has got worse. She's distressed. She can't even do her work. She stays in her room. She won't even come out. She won't even get out of bed. She's very distressed and cast down." He went to see her in her room, the minister. It was just a little room under the stairs, very small, just barely room for a bed. And he handed her the scarf, but she wouldn't take it. And she says, "You know, from you left, I prayed that prayer. And the Lord will show me myself." And he's answered it.
And I see my heart. And I feel so condemned and guilty. And so stained. And she was distressed for her sin. She had the burden of sin, you see. If you ask the Lord to show you yourself, that's what He'll show you. There's nothing good in us. He'll show us our sin. That minister, the Reverend MacPhail, he was of great help to her because his conversion was something similar. He went through many, many weeks and months of soul searching and great concern and conviction and had great difficulty to come to the assurance of salvation. And he said to her, I want you to pray another prayer now. He spoke about the Savior, about the Lord Jesus. And he says, I want you to pray, show me thyself. Show me thyself. And he left her. The next morning he spoke to her again, brought the word of God to her, told her about the Savior, and got her to make sure she prayed that prayer. He heard no more about the little maid girl. He never stopped at that inn again, or if he did, she wasn't there anymore. But many years later, he was a very old man then, there was this woman who came to the manse, and the servant admitted her in, and she came into the study and met the minister, and she said, you know, she had a parcel in her hand, she was going to give him something. She says, you probably don't recognize me, you probably don't remember me, but you remember whenever you stopped at the inn on the way to Edinburgh, such and such an inn, and you taught me to say two prayers. Yes, I remember, he says. He says, I'm that girl. Now, things have worked out very well for me. I've met a man, I'm married, I'm very happily settled. But you know, the Lord answered that prayer. He showed me the Savior, He showed me the grace of God. He showed me the forgiveness of sins that was in such a Savior. And she was a Christian. And so that was a great encouragement for that old man. To know that the Lord had worked and operated in her heart. And boys and girls, you can't pray two more important prayers. The most important thing in life is to know yourself. And to know God. And you can't know God without knowing yourself. And you can't really know yourself either without knowing God. They're both intimately linked. This is eternal life, Jesus said, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So, boys and girls, that's a good prayer for you to pray. Could you not pray that prayer every day? Lord, show me myself, but also show me my Savior. You pray those prayers. Let us pray. Lord, again we give thee praise for the boys and girls of the congregation. We pray that thy word may abide in their hearts, and that thou wilt speak to their souls, and teach them to pray, and teach them to pray these prayers, and show them so much of themselves, not that they shall be utterly depressed, but that they might be drawn to Christ as in the sense of their great need. And most of all, may they see the Savior. May they know the Lord. And may the Lord manifest Himself to them. Lord, manifest Thyself to every one of them. For Thy great name's sake. Amen.